At certain points in our lives, we all encounter turbulent moments, times that may prompt us to question or perhaps even consider abandoning our faith. Today's story is about a woman's return to faith and the unusual request she had for Padre Pio. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you'll be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your continued financial help and support. You make these videos possible for everyone. We thank you from our heart. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of this special program, why not join now? Members have special spiritual as well as material benefits. Just click the link in the description below to find out more. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book, St. Pio of Pietrelcina, The Greatest Wonder Worker of the 20th Century, by Father Carl Wagner. Within his pages, we find a somewhat sad story about a lonely, widowed woman's return to faith and her unusual plea to Padre Pio. Listen to this. A widowed lady, whose name is not mentioned in the story, had three children, three sons. Among them, two had embraced their religious life and had become missionaries in some distant land, while the third had died in his home because of wounds he had received in the war. The poor lady was left all alone, and in her loneliness, life itself felt like an unbearable burden. Gradually, she drifted away from the once familiar embrace of faith. She fell into despair and started cursing and blaspheming against God. However, one day, she had a sudden change of heart. There was a solemn procession passing by her house, and, out of curiosity, she looked out the window, only to gaze upon a beautiful image of Mary, the Mother of God, carried in the procession. The old woman was shaken to her core. It seemed to her that Our Lady Mary had cast a stern gaze upon her. She suddenly felt compelled to change her blasphemous ways and seek confession. Determined to embrace her faith again, she made her way to the convent and entered Padre Pio's confessional. After making a general confession, she asked Padre Pio for an unusual grace. She asked him to obtain for her the grace to die soon. In response, Padre Pio said, "Lady, your time in life is still far from over." To which she countered with tears in her eyes, "Padre, now I control myself, but I don't know if I will relapse, cursing and blaspheming against God. Obtain for me the grace to die rather than sin." These words impressed Padre Pio deeply. Moved by compassion, Padre Pio interceded on her behalf, and remarkably, within a mere 8 days, the woman found peace in death. End of story. Now, it doesn't surprise me at all that Padre Pio agreed to pray for the lady's swift death. He himself wanted to die, even at an early age. I covered this in a video titled Padre Pio's Unanswered Prayer. If you haven't seen it yet, I recommend giving it a look. You'll find a link in the description below. The idea of wanting to die rather than sin may seem perplexing to those not fervently in love with Jesus. However, those of us who ardently love Jesus with all our hearts, the sincere preference to die rather than commit a grave sin is not uncommon. At least that's my impression. Funny enough, I found myself thinking, now would be a good moment to die, several times right after leaving the church after confession. However, it's not up to us to decide when it's time to go, but it is up to us to persevere in faith and surrender to God's providence. As St. John Henry Newman profoundly stated, God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I never may know it in this life, but I shall be told in the next. I would love to hear your thoughts on this subject, so please leave your comment below. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.